A directive by Attorney General Pam Bondi will offer the public money for turning in a broad swath of leftists to the FBI to investigate. Critics are calling it a bounty. It's part of enacting President Donald Trump's executive order declaring Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. Bondi's December 4th memo is far-reaching. It targets immigrant and trans rights advocates, replacing white supremacists that were once considered the top domestic threat. It says these domestic terrorists are engaged in violence or threats of violence, including opposition to law and immigration enforcement, extreme views in favor of mass migration and open borders, adherence to radical gender ideology, anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, anti-Christianity, and those who express hostility towards traditional views on family, religion, and morality. Bondi's definition of domestic terrorism is also broad, targeting people who engage in Antifa-related activities, like organized rioting, conspiracies to impede or assault law enforcement, efforts to change or direct policy outcomes, and doxing. It cites the Antifa slogans on bullet casings used to assassinate right-wing conservative Charlie Kirk earlier this year as an example of the threat Antifa poses. The six-page memo released by The Washington Post and Pink News directs the FBI to create a phone tip line to report these radical left-wing extremists. It includes lists of actions to report, like doxing. Bondi's memo suggests groups that fall under the government's definition of domestic terrorism would be prosecuted and face a list of charges, including RICO Act violations, fraud, and conspiracy against the United States, which carries a minimum sentence of 5 years in prison. It also includes more obscure charges that appear to clamp down on the First Amendment, like picketing or parading with the intent to obstruct administration of justice, and obstruction or disruption in or on federal property, conspiracy against rights, and several fraud statutes. The directive, clearly politically motivated. After all, President Donald Trump pardoned some 1,000 supporters of his who were jailed for storming the U.S. Capitol, many violently attacking police and federal property to overturn his election loss. But his Justice Department's memo doesn't mention that or them. It mentions the Antifa Handbook, whose author fled to Europe after being doxxed by right-wing groups and receiving death threats in the United States. The memo comes as a new report by the UK's Guardian, citing internal FBI documents, finding domestic terrorism investigations into immigrant rights groups in at least 23 regions across the United States. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.